This is Radio Nepal and I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Silence period for publicity targeting presidential election came into effect from midnight yesterday. People in the Rai district are celebrating Holi festival today. Nepal defeats UAE by 42 runs in crucial match on the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. And suicide attack in southwest Pakistan kills 9 security officers, injuring 13 others. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has notified that the silence period for publicity for the election of the president, scheduled for March 9, has been commenced from midnight yesterday. The Election Commission stated that the period of suspension of the election publicity will last until the voting booths are closed on the voting day. The Election Code of Conduct 2023 has the provision which states that the silence period would be in force 48 hours before the voting day until the voting centres are closed on the voting day for conducting a free, fair and credible election. Election publicity activities, including any type of discussions, interaction, assemblies, meetings, workshops and seminars, cannot be organised during the silence period. Likewise, any form of canvassing for or against any candidate through electronic mediums like SMS, Facebook, Viber and social sites have been prohibited. Activities like issuing statements, press release, publishing and broadcasting any materials, and dissemination of materials projecting victory or defeat through communication media in contravention of the Code of Conduct are also banned. The Election Commission has urged all the sites concerned to maintain the fairness and dignity of the election through abidance of the election laws and Code of Conduct. Holi, the festival of colors, is being marked in the Tarai districts today with gaiety and fervor. Holi festival was celebrated in the Hilly districts yesterday. The government has declared a public holiday in Tarai districts today on the occasion of Holi. Holi symbolizes the victory of truth over untruth, integrity over deceit, and righteousness over unrighteousness. Visiting Asian Athletics Association President and World Athletes Member Dahlan Al-Hammad paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting held at the Balwatar Best Prime Minister's official residence, matters relating to sports, its development on and other contemporary issues were discussed. The CPN-UML has imparted orientation to its lawmakers relating to the presidential election. On the occasion, party chair KP Sharma Oli yesterday briefed about party's strategy to make its presidential candidate victorious. The election to the president is taking place on the 9th of March. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kirati has underscored the need for moving ahead to the path of economic prosperity by unleashing potentials of tourism sector. In Holi celebration ceremony organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Kirati said it was imperative to promote cultures to enhance tourism in the country. He said the Holi festival is gradually further strengthening emotional unity between Tarai and mountainous regions. Qatar's Princess Asma Al Thani has arrived in Magdi in course of her expedition to the Annapurna One. The 8,091 meters tall peak is the world's 10th highest mountain and it lies at the Annapurna Rural Municipality 1 of Magdi District. Her expedition is managed by the elite trekking company. Al Thani's team landed at Dana of Annapurna 3 via a helicopter of the Simric Air. The expedition is led by Nirmal Pursa, who holds a world record for successfully climbing 14 peaks above 8,000 meters in the world. Pursa said that expedition logistics have been already transported to the Annapurna base camp. Al Thani is an experienced climber and she has already successfully scaled the Mount Everest, the highest peak in the world, Thaulagiri, Kanchenjunga, Lhotse, Amadablam, Manaslu and Mount K2 in Pakistan. Nepal has defeated the UAE by 42 runs in a crucial match held in Dubai under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 yesterday. After winning the toss, Nepal posted 229 runs on the scoreboard, losing 8 wickets. For Nepal, Veeam Sharkey scored the highest, 70 runs, while Arif Sheikh collected 47 runs. While chasing the target of 230 runs, the UAE were all out in 187 runs in the 45th over. For the Nepali bowling side, Sompal Kami and Dipendra Singh Arvi took 3 wickets each. With the victory, Nepal's hope to qualify for the ICC World Qualifiers still remains. Likewise, Nepal needs to win 2 out of 4 games in the next Triangular Series to be held in Nepal from the 9th of March. You are listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. 9 security officers were killed and at least 13 others were wounded during a suicide attack in southwest Pakistan. According to BBC, the blast happened in Balochistan province when the officers were returning to the provincial capital Quetta after policing a festival. This is the second attack on security forces in Balochistan within 24 hours. No group has claimed the responsibility of the attack. Meanwhile, Pakistan's media regulator has banned television channels from broadcasting speeches and news conferences by former Prime Minister Imran Khan. The Pakistan Electronic Media Regulatory Authority has accused Khan of attacking the state's institutions and promoting hatred. The administration of Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has ordered a police investigation into allegations that government staff under his predecessor Jair Bolsonaro tried to bring millions of dollars worth of jewelry in the country. Justice Minister Flavio Dino announced the probe on Monday, calling on police to explore whether Bolsonaro's staff tried to cross the border without complying with legal procedures for government gifts or high value items. The announcement follows a report in the O Estado, the Sao Paulo newspaper, that a former AD tried to bring $3.2 million of jewelry in the country without declaring it as a gift. On Saturday, Bolsonaro denied any involvement in illegal activity. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi province and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi province and Gandaki province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Silence period for publicity targeting presidential election came into effect from midnight yesterday. People in Tarai region celebrating Holi festival today. Nepal defeats UAE by 42 runs in crucial match on the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. And suicide attack in southwest Pakistan kills 9 security officers, injuring 13 others. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.